HarperCollins presents How to Grow a Human: Adventures in Who We Are and How We Are Made. Read by me, the author, Philip Ball. Prologue. This book arose from an astonishing experiment in which I was invited to take part, and which involved the transformation of a piece of me. In the course of writing it, as I spoke to scientists about cell biology and fertility, embryology and medicine, philosophy and ethics, it dawned on me just how much science, in these fields especially, is driven by stories. I don't mean human stories, those tales about people that are said to be so central to keeping general audiences engaged. I mean that our perception of what science means is shaped by narratives about it. There are narratives that society imposes on new discoveries and advances, which are often cut from older cloth. In biology, particularly developmental, cell, and reproductive biology, these stories tend to come from myth, science fiction, and fantasy, and they are often alarming. They might, for example, draw on Frankenstein, Brave New World, The Island of Dr. Moreau. But there are also narratives that scientists themselves create and recycle. It happens more in the biological sciences than in the others, because biology is inherently a science of becoming, where history matters, and where we seem compelled to speak about goals and purposes, what organisms, cells, and genes want, what evolution seeks to do. A significant aspect of this book's aim is to expose and explore these stories. They're by no means a bad thing. On the contrary, they're essential and often illuminating, for they fit with the way we humans make sense of our world, with our instinct to look for and find causation, reasons behind things. Yet there is a danger to them too, which is that we might begin to mistake them for descriptions of how things are. One of the classic examples of a framing narrative in biology is Richard Dawkins' concept of the selfish gene. Dawkins has had to defend this idea against accusations that it attributes a kind of agency and intention to genes, for it is, of course, just a metaphor. The problem is that when a metaphor gets this popular, it starts to be understood, and sometimes presented, as a plain account of what things are like. When Dawkins speaks of us, individual humans, as the survival machines for genes, he's not defining what a human is, but is explaining what we are required to be within the narrative of the selfish gene. The narrative serves to convey a particular aspect of how genes function in evolutionary terms. If you don't like this story, or don't find it helpful, you're not obliged to accept it. There is nothing real about it. Dawkins has said as much. He admits in The Selfish Gene that it should strictly be called the slightly selfish big bit of chromosome and the even more selfish little bit of chromosome. He was right to suspect the book would not have been so successful if he'd called it that. He even admitted much later that the book could equally have been titled The Cooperative Gene. That would have been a different narrative, of course, and it would have served to illustrate another facet of how genes work. As Dawkins implicitly acknowledges here, biology is too complex and complicated to be reduced to a single story. That's precisely why we need stories to tell about it. They give us something to cling to, some way of finding a path through the thicket. There is almost always more than one of them. It's not just, though, that we must remember this is what we are doing. We must also keep in mind that stories are not neutral vehicles for understanding. When we frame some medical advance within the narrative of Brave New World, we're not simply saying, hey, doesn't this sound a bit like the people growing hatcheries in Aldous Huxley's book? But also, and we should be suspicious, even frightened, of where it might lead. Precisely the same applies to the selfish gene. The story's subtext here is that Darwinian evolution is ruthless, that it makes for a dog-eat-dog world, a battle for survival from the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?